When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Over it.
Hello. And welcome to Get Over It. The only podcast in Australia.
Right now. Okay, we hated it.
No, I was just letting it sit.
Yeah.
I said yes, just silently.
That's good. Go, girl, give us nothing.
Go, go, girl, let it be silent. I do an Instagram live stand-up show and make it silent. Give us your new material.
So true.
Whatever.
Whatever.
What's going on?
What's going on?
I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
Crazy.
What about you guys?
If you're drunk, send us a thumbs up on Facebook Messenger.
No, do that thing where it's like that filter that makes your head a thumbs up and send that to
and
us.
And send that to us. Send us a selfie with that. And guess what? We know you won't.
Guess what? We say this because we know you won't. You don't give a fuck.
You're sitting there being like, does anyone do this? I definitely won't. Guess what? No one does. We're sitting here telling you statistically with data, no one has reached out to us in the last month or two.
Awesome.
Awesome.
We love it.
Awesome. Nah, I've had actually maybe one or two people. But they were just like...
They're just like, hi.
Love the episode. They weren't like... Here's the response to the question that you asked in episode 22.
We should check what date we started for like a year anniversary vibes.
Oh my God, yes.
If anyone gives a fuck.
If anyone fucking cares. Which I just found is short for regarding.
Yes.
Being drunk. The reason for that
is that
we've had a little present from a little someone named Jimmy.
We both have a history with Jimmy.
With Jimmy. There's a man named Jimmy.
Last name Brings.
First name Jimmy, last name Brings. And ladies, it's big. His kindness. And his dick.
Instagram follower. Yeah, so the long and short of it is this episode is almost sponsored by Jimmy Brings, who live, love, laugh for us and our content.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, ladies, why didn't you get drunk and do it?
He was like, what if we went off? And we were like, oh my God, Jimmy, stop. We like actually don't even know alcohol.
We don't know what that is.
That's crazy. Because here's the thing is that Jimmy Brings actually delivers alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's the service that Jimmy Brings.
The truth is it actually, and I'm not just saying this for promo, but.
Guys, I'm not like, this is not even for promo. For real? Ass tightening cream is the most important thing that I use every day.
It works.
I can't even shit these days.
I don't have a hole anymore.
It's flat. It's flat.
No, but I was gonna say that it comes rather quick.
Blink
and he's there.
What was the time?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, maybe I could.
Less than 30?
It's gotta be. It's really gotta be. It really was. And the guy was like fun and cool, French accent or something. It was really...
That's awesome.
It was awesome.
That's awesome.
But I feel like, don't you think Corona vibes is like everyone's drinking?
A little bit, maybe a bit, yeah. I think it's like, here's my dealio. Mm. Here's the great divide.
I'm not going to look that up anymore.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Let it go.
I'm drunk and I'm over it.
I don't care how long or what it took.
And you shouldn't
and
either.
And you shouldn't. Here's the great divide. Me, I have a full-time job. You're unemployed.
Absolutely.
Unemployed Easter. And so our days are different.
Different.
But
you're working, I'm not working.
You have a boyfriend, I am single at the moment. Unbeknownst to the listeners, I'm actually single at the moment. Nothing's changed, actually, for me in the last month or two that I had to talk to my therapist about. Cool. No.
So you were saying...
That's the great divide, is that...
Right.
Guess what? It's Friday. For me, on the day that we're recording, this day of our Lord, it's Friday.
But what marries us is Fridays are still the weekend for both
it's
of us.
It's the weekend. For once, it's the weekend. For once, girl. Yeah. And guess what? Tomorrow, what am I going to do? Nothing.
Hungover.
Hungover.
Don't talk to me.
Vomit. Vomit in my bed. Vibes. Cry alone.
Cry vibes.
Watch Parent Trap vibes.
I do love that. I hope I'm fine tomorrow.
I don't know actually what you'll be like tomorrow because I don't know what your body's like. But I know that I'll be fine tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I know that I'm a trooper.
Well, you're hungover today.
Absolutely. Vibes. Absolutely. Wake up at 9:02 a.m. Get on the work call vibes. Didn't brush my hair vibes. Haven't taken a shower today vibes.
I smell like ass
my
vibes.
My HR manager is like, hi, John. Nice to see you. I'm like, hi. 9:05 a.m. vibes. My mother is crying, rolling in her grave vibes. Just kidding. She's alive in lockdown in New Zealand vibes.
Vibes.
.com.nz actually for once.
I love it. I love it.
No,
whatever.
But guess what? I still did the work. Mm. Guess what? I'm still on top.
Guess what?
What?
On top vibes.
On top vibes. Guess what? My coworker's messaging me being like, you're so smart vibes.
That's
and I'm like,
awesome.
And I'm like, no, I'm a bit rusty. And they're like, no, you're always correct. And I'm like, google.com vibes. Maybe Google it for one's vibes. Maybe, yeah, I have an amazing degree, but also Google it for one's vibes. Maybe it's like the whole world wide web is at your fingertips vibes.
Do you think degrees actually matter?
In some fields, yes.
Can I just be like, I'm a doctor?
Yeah, definitely.
And they'd be like, prove it. And I'm like, show me your...
Well, that actually crosses into our lawyer Maddie HW's vibe because she is actually associated maybe in some ways via the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation.
APRA.
Yeah. Association or whatever it's called. And she could talk to you about that. Mm. And that if you pretend to be a doctor, it is a crime.
And guess what? We've been paid to say this.
This episode is sponsored by the Australian Health Practitioners Regulation Association.
God, I miss Maddie. Okay, can I just tell you what notes I have? Okay,
you can go
so
off.
This is our drunk app.
Sponsored by JimmyBrings.com.
Sponsored
vibes.
By Jimmy Bing Bings Bings.
Gin and tonic vibes.
Yeah, we should say what we're having.
Crying in the club vibes.
Love it.
Love it. Gin and tonic with orange.
With orange.
If you drink with anything else, you're a bitch. No, just kidding.
Orange makes it really yum.
I like lemon or cucumber vibes. Have you done cucumber?
No.
Cucumber's nice. Cucumber's like Wimbledon.
Isn't cucumber like no flavor vibes?
No, cucumber is like
salty.
No, it's like, I don't know. It's like
sweet.
Fresh. It's like fresh.
Mm.
It's like Eloise Eftos birthday vibes.
What's those vibes?
She did like a Wimbledon themed birthday.
Right.
Did you go to that?
No.
Not me neither.
I was depressed.
Guess what? I said going. Guess what I didn't do? Go.
Go. I didn't go.
No. But I think I was also depressed on the day.
I told her. I was like, I'm depressed.
Hey, happy birthday. I have depression. So me to my housemates every day when they're like, do you want to eat dinner with us? Do you want to do yoga with us? I'm like, either I'm like, I have a full-time job or I'm depressed.
Depressed? A or B?
A or B. Pick one.
So, I thought, I have a question. This is for real from the heart.
Okay.
Do you think, is anyone's computer really organized?
Okay. Well, this is interesting because it sort of calls on my background as a computer scientist.
Yeah.
Someone who is universifiably degree set with a computer science degree. Certainly when you receive the machine, it is certainly very organized. We as sort of IT people sort of try and make it that the machine is like easy to use for the user.
Yeah.
And sort of like ready to go. I think...
I'm talking about from like a user sense. Like, is it your computer?
And
like,
I'm about to expand upon that, man.
Okay,
so
well, I feel like I'm at a press
my
conference.
HR skills. And then sort of extending... So the biggest actually thing that we learned in our IT degree is... that the biggest source of problems is actually user errors. So users pretty much always don't know how the system works. And so they sort of just use it however they think it should work. And so usually it ends up being organized sort of however the user thinks it should be. So all that we can do on our side is sort of like make up a framework that like makes sense with the user.
What are you saying, John?
Okay.
John, I'm drunk. I don't know what you're saying.
So the short answer is no. Right? Everyone's computer is a mess.
What I'm trying to say is like this corona, I've been like, okay, it's girls, let's get information to all my folders and and downloads. And like it's a lot of work. And what I'm saying is I wonder if anyone, I'm sure there are some psychos who absolutely have like organized computer, like photos from the ski trip, oh wait, and like porn files.
Yeah.
You know, Scottish articles, yeah, from 98.
External hard drive porn vibes. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, 1 terabyte porn vibes. I know it. Yeah, all right. Accuse me. Hang me in court. Yeah, I'm the Salem Witch Trials girl. Yeah.
So I just wanted to sort of know if anyone was...
No, I think, from my opinion, everyone's computer is disorganized, and you only delete things if you, like, sort of spring cleaning vibes your downloads
nudes
folder.
Nudes vibes?
Your nudes vibes, yeah. It's like, wait, don't look at my photos vibes. Yeah. So, no, everyone's computer is disorganized. Next question, Your Honor.
Next question. Which emojis are Boomba?
Okay. Which emojis are Boomba? Magic crystal ball. Well, as per our chat. And yeah. Also, if you don't know what Boomba is, you better listen to episode 22, darling, named Boomba.
What about the pill emoji?
Boomba. Give me emojis and I'll tell you if it's Boomba.
Yeah, okay.
Ready?
And then you to me.
Wait, you tell me if it's... Wait, I don't have a phone on me. My phone's charging.
I'm telling you them.
Okay.
Angel emoji.
Not Boomba.
The little...
Wait, you have to say if you agree or not.
Oh, no, I want you to then tell me some when I give you the phone.
Okay, wait, I have to... Oh, okay, when you give me the phone.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Okay, the clown emoji.
Not Boomba. Damn. You think it's Boomba? I think it's basic. I guess it's Boomba.
I guess.
A bit, maybe a bit, maybe a bit.
Okay, what about the one of the zombie emojis? The girl zombie.
Girl zombie is Boomba.
What about guy zombie?
No. No, guy zombie is not Boomba.
Okay, the nail painting emoji.
Not Boomba, basic.
Shit.
We're over it.
What about the flats? The flats. Flat shoe emoji.
Let me see. Flat shoe. Flats are Boomba. Flats are Boomba forever. Forever. Forever, girl.
You put on a beautiful ballet flat.
A ballet flat. This episode is sponsored by Ballet Flats. You better go off, girl. You better get sensible at work, girl. You better stand for everything you've ever needed, girl.
You're gonna kill me. You're gonna kill me. Wedding ring.
It's somehow it is actually Boomba, but it shouldn't be. You know what I mean? It's like...
Critics would say that it's not.
Critics would be like, I don't really think it's Boomba, but unfortunately it actually is Boomba in some ways.
Okay. What about the frog?
Can I see? I know it, but I need to see it. Frog is Boomba. Yeah. Frog's Boomba.
I can't take this.
Frog is Boomba.
I can't.
What do you mean? All I know is the truth and my computer science degree. That's all I know.
I have to leave it. I'm going to kill myself. I can't. I'm changing our chat emoji to the flat truth.
God, that's funny.
That's so funny.
I'll give a short shout out to Were You Hot Pod, which is a podcast by Lauren Bonner and B. Barboscrolla. Google Were You Hot Pod. It's because they shared an image today of Lauren. Is they have an episode coming out about Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Was she hot?
Where she's wearing a... It's a picture of Lauren from high school, I think, or something. And she's wearing a wedge, a strappy wedge. And I was like, this is a shoe I can get behind. Strappy, wedge, sensible wedge.
There I don't
should be
see
a wedge
it.
Emoji.
Look, it's gone.
Oh, I don't know where it is. Maybe it's on the pod account. But listen to Where You Hot Pod. We're going to get guests soon. Whatever.
Whatever. I couldn't find the wedge post, which is a shame.
It's a bit full now. Was that all your notes?
No.
It's back to business. God, I really have to pee. Yeah. I will say that about alcohol, is that alcohol is like, I need to pee vibes.
Okay, here's my question.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'll go fact and then I'll go to the thing. So remember I told you today I have something really Boomba to tell you?
Oh, yeah.
And all the listeners?
A Boomba secret.
Today, going for a walk.
Wait, I'm not ready. Okay, I'm ready.
Today, going for a walk, I saw Casey Donovan.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Walked past her twice.
Where?
At Sydney Park.
Oh, my God. Wait, the beautiful Sydney Park.
Yes.
Near.
Like, kind of
near
like.
Near that gas station?
South King vibe.
Damn. That's where I used to do naked yoga.
It was so Boomba. Me and Lauren were like, is that? And I was like, absolutely, that's her. And I tried to keep it chill.
Was it curly hair vibes?
Mm-hmm.
She is so talented. Mm-hmm. It's insane. I'm not Australian, so I don't know her.
Do you know what I would say? I'd go as far as to say she's Australian Lizzo.
Okay.
She's like queen.
Yeah.
Queen, self-love.
You know that I saw her in Chicago?
No.
That for my birthday, Lizzo, for my Casey Beyonce Donovan. B-Day. Yeah. So she was Miss Mama Morton in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Maddie bought me tickets to Chicago, which is so sweet and darling. Love that girl. Go off. And she was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, she was a star. Like, people in that show were not stars, and she was a star.
Yeah, Natalie Bathing's with the right toilet.
She was good. She was good.
Okay,
but, good. Like, it wasn't like... Like, Casey Donovan was a standout.
Mm.
She really did it.
She gets... Most Valuable Player.
Miss Valuable Player. That's what MVP stands for. Miss Valuable Player.
MS. Miss.
Miss. You don't know if she's married.
No, it's a secret.
She's amazing. Is she Les?
Mabes.
We don't know.
We hope.
Publicly,
vibes.
We don't know.
I mean, I couldn't tell. I'd have to Google.
Okay, never mind.
I don't have it off the top of my
Listeners,
head.
Listeners, let us know if Casey Donovan is a lesbian.
Please
tweet us. Let us know. Tweet us. Instagram story us. Share our podcast on your story. Nobody will. Everyone deletes the podcast from their app. Everyone unsubscribes. Unsubscribe vibe. That's amazing. So two times you saw her.
Yeah.
What was she doing? Just walking?
Mm-hmm.
Was it like athletic tights vibes? Mm-hmm. Athletic tights, running shoes, sensible top.
Uh-huh. Sunglasses vibes.
Sunglasses, what kind? Cat eye? Round? Rectangle? What?
Keep going.
Cat eye, rectangle, round. I used to work at Sunglass Hut. Ray-Bans, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Tiffany & Co.
Is it just brands? Chanel.
I'm giving you options.
They were, I want to say, they were like full.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does that mean?
Full hot glass.
Round?
Not,
circles?
Not half.
If it had to be a shape, what was the shape? Was it angular? Was it round?
Angular.
Okay, I'm going to say cat eye.
I feel like I'm on the stand. I don't have the answers.
I should be a lawyer.
Mm.
I could get a law degree if I wanted to. Mm. I could do anything.
I almost did. I did a year of a law degree, which is more than most.
More than most.
Ask me anything. What'd
you learn? Well, yeah. What's the if I hit someone's car, what's the vibe?
Manslaughter.
They're dead. Guess what? They're dead. And you didn't mean it, but they're dead.
I will say doing this for drunk, trying not to pee is a lot harder.
Okay, here is the thing that make it get over it plus alcohol. Get over it normal is about shit and diarrhea. Get over it plus alcohol is about piss.
It's
because
about
alcohol is about piss.
That's right. Tweet me if you had this experience. But a lot of being drunk is people being like, don't break the seal.
Oh.
Don't break the seal. You're a bitch if you do. You're going to be pissing all night.
Okay. Here's what I have to say about breaking the seal. Because guess what? I went to college. And that means a residential college at the University of Sydney. That's unnamed. That was in the news. And not for good reasons.
No, bad
Guess
vibes.
What? Make it bad.
Yeah.
Make it scary past vibes. Mm-hmm. Not me personally, but in terms of general environment
context
vibes.
Vibes.
But still had a good time vibes. Breaking the seal, it's like, no. It's like you're just trying to be quirky girl vibes. Like, yeah. Breaking the seal, it's like you just invented a thing that doesn't exist. Guess what? Human beings have to pee. Mm-hmm. Alcohol is a diuretic, makes you pee. Same as tea or coffee.
Right. So it doesn't like, give you diarrhea.
No.
Diuretic means you do diarrhea.
No, it doesn't. Diarrhea is piss. Mm-hmm. And tweet me if that's wrong. Share on your Instagram story if diuretic means piss. Mm-hmm. It just makes you piss. Mm. So it's like, oh, okay. Your brain is like, I need to piss.
Yeah.
You sitting there and being like, no. Doesn't. It's just like,
if you hold it, you're gonna get a UTI, Slunty. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah. So
that
like,
was like the vibe.
I know.
It was like, hold it till you.
But that's like drunk people culture. That's like 21 year olds have nothing going on vibes.
They have nothing to say except don't break the seal.
21 year olds are saying nothing except don't break the seal. People who are 21 years old are not okay. Mm-hmm. .com vibes. And it's like,
Tweet us if you agree.
Go on twitter.com/ Conchetta worldwide. Is that it, Conchetta?
No.
Conchetta Caristo?
Long. It's Conchetta Caristo.
Okay.
Make it my Caristo. Legal name. My,
what Conchetta do you call Alicia Keys Caristo.
Yeah.
This girl is on fire. Yeah. No, being 21 is like, don't break the seal. And it's like, oh, okay. What you're actually doing is inventing a game that doesn't exist. Mm. About pissing.
For you to win.
Mm. For you to win.
21 is all about games.
Me being 21 is me being like, how many shots did you do? And they're like, I don't know, one. I'm like, I did 5. That's 21 to me. Mm-hmm. 21 is like, let's all go to my birthday party that I shared with my friend. And then everyone is like, just kidding.
21 to me is like, come to my 21st. Here's my invite for my 21st.
I was addicted to 21st when I was at hashtag Collegio.
Why wouldn't you be? If it's full of rich people.
Rich people. Oh my God. Rich people have the best 21st. Mm-hmm. One I went to had a pig on a spit. Roasting. Like spinning. For real spinning. And then cut it up. Make it pork belly. Make it delicious.
Oh no.
Make it crackling? In a sandwich. Make it. Make
that's some no one's doing that.
Make it rich beyond your wildest dreams. Mm-hmm. Make it I didn't even know the guy that well.
Bill Gates. Vibes. Bill.
Mark Zuckerberg. I was at his 21st. And Harvard vibes was like park crackling.
Wow.
Delicious vibes. It was like, don't get shoved in the pool vibes.
John, can I tell you something? Okay, that just made me think of crashing parties, which I want to do. But then that also made me think of, I want to go to abandoned buildings vibes. I want to break into abandoned buildings. But like low key, not like I need a wrench and a stick and fire.
A bomb.
I need just like to jump a fence or something.
Really vibes.
Would you do that?
What's that going on with that? What's that, girl? Where are you going, girl?
I said to... Okay, so me and...
Wait. Stop.
Okay.
Stop everything. Okay, wait. So wait. Is it just you alone going into the building? Is there a party in
are
the building?
Are you crazy? No.
I don't know what's going on.
With friends.
It's you and friends in a building that's empty and it's
no
like
party.
Music
you're
vibes.
Just looking at it.
Playing music or scary vibes?
Both. Either.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
I know. I said so me and Ben walked past
just
this
to be
old,
crazy?
This old psycho home, like for people who they thought were psycho back in the day before mental health was like real and they would just like electrocute people to be like, you're cured, like in Callan in Callan Park.
Yeah.
Google it. It's crazy and also tragic. And that is now the like, that is now the university grounds for COFA, I think, which is like the fine arts school.
Okay,
at
slay
UCIN.
Artist.
Yeah. But you can go look at them, but it even has like old buildings and stuff where people are mistreated. Anyways, we walked past there at night and I was like, I just want to go with some friends because Ben was too scared. And I was like, I wish I had a group of friends who just like did that. And then I was like, maybe Maddie and John would. And then I was like, no, John would just scream. And would be too scared.
Guess what? I would, but then the whole time I'd be like, oh my God, no!
No!
Yeah, that's
but
my
you
whole
would.
Vibe.
Like, I would go tonight drunk.
Yeah.
We should. Oh my god, that's what we're doing after the pod.
No, for real.
Please, you, me, and Ben, we should go. Mum drops us. We go walking through the thing. It'll be so fun.
That is scary.
Am I the only one who loves to do crazy things drunk?
No, guess what? Everyone loves to do crazy things drunk. Being drunk is like, I'm going to be crazy.
Being drunk is like, give me any proposition, I'll say yes.
Yeah, being drunk is Becky Lucas. I've had 5 wines. I'm going to text him.
I'm going to text him. I'm going to block him. I'm going to call him. I'm going to suck him. I'm going to do whatever.
No. TrueStory.com.au
/true
Get out of here. .html. Yes, I'm trained in web content this week. .com.au. Yes, I have a full time job.
Oh my god.
I'm on a salary vibes. Yeah. I just coughed into the mic. Just kidding. It's a throat clear. The listeners are like, I'm out. Okay, so my ex, who everyone on the pod knows,
yeah,
jackjack.com
/...
my ex-boyfriend .com
21 years old.
I just can't do this right now. /... I can't be in a relationship right now, but I want to be friends. .com.au
/blog
/blog don't listen to the pod anymore. Just kidding. I was a fan. What's the pod? /... drive to your house in the middle of the night vibes.
Oh my god, yes.
It's all over. On one of the times that we were near his house, so he lives near a big park, and he was like on the other side of this park.
Yeah.
Is an abandoned mental hospital.
Are you fucking serious?
And he was like, I kind of want to like go in there one time. And I was like, on the spot, I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
That's good.
I was like, why? What reason? What's going on, girl? Do you want to what's that?
Yeah.
Do you want to make out with me in there?
Yeah, yeah. What?
A bit. I was like, to be honest, if we go in there, guess what? I'm going to be scared.
And I'm going to be horny.
No, I'm not going to be horny.
No, I know. It's like scary.
A bit vibes, yeah.
It's support vibes. I'm sorry, but that made me like be like, we should go there and hit him up and let's go.
We should contact my ex-boyfriend.
I'm going to text him. I'm going to text your ex-boyfriend.
I'm going to text my ex-boyfriend on this live podcast and be like, hey, do you want to go to the hospital near your house? You don't want to be in a relationship with me.
But let's
be
friends.
You don't want to see me. You don't like me. You think I'm awful. I'm a bad guy. I've gained 5 kilos.
I think it's a really good idea to hit up all my exes and go to an abandoned mental hospital.
Let's get all my exes together and go somewhere haunted. Let's do that for once.
Honestly, that would be amazing content for like TikTok if like you film me.
No, TikTok's too short.
Listen, but like imagine, like what I'm saying is like, you know when someone's like truth or dare and it's like dare and someone's like, I dare you to kiss the wall. Like a really good dare would be like, I dare you to start a group chat with all your exes and invite them to go to a haunted, abandoned mental
health.
That's
a really good dare.
That's an amazing dare. Yeah. And watch all of them leave the conversation.
And watch all of them be like, no.
No.
Imagine if you got all of your exes together in a room and they all had to look at each other and be like, we're the same person.
We've been inside the same locked bank vault.
Yeah. All my exes.
I know. That would make a really good music video.
A music video?
Yeah, you're doing a choreographed dance with all your exes.
All your exes.
Like Selena Gomez would have Justin Bieber. And others.
Etc.
And the rest.
Etc. Okay, question time. Yeah. Would all your exes be friends or foes?
I mean, are we taking out the reason of like they all fucking hate me now? So then that would make them friends? Is it
all my exes wish me dead? They wish me to be buried 6 feet under right now.
If you take away that, are they friends?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Wait. Oh my god. Wait. This is the perfect scenario.
Mm.
You die. There's a funeral and all your exes get invited.
Who comes?
Only your exes. No, they have to come and you're dead right there. Open casket. They see your dead body. You look snatched.
Snatched.
Contoured. Gold lamé dress cinched in at the waist, darling. They've crushed your bones.
I've never looked so good in my life.
Open casket. And all your exes are there like together and they're like.
Do they hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
Not necessarily, but they're all there together.
Yeah.
Are they friends or foes?
They're foes. I don't think any of my exes would like each other.
Yeah.
I think that's masculine vibes.
Yeah.
But actually, maybe I'm underestimating the masculine vibe.
Wait, what if we flip it? What if we flipped it? What if we make it your current?
Love.
Ben.
Mark, our producer.
Mark, our producer. Just kidding, the veil's up. And so it's Mark, and he dies, and you have to be there with all his exes.
I'm popping them off one by one.
And he's snatched. He's cinched in at the
waist.
He
has one ex, and she's a superstar.
So you're friends?
We're friends.
Yeah, okay, awesome. That's awesome.
No, I don't know. Like, I think I'm like...
But if he was dead, you'd be friends.
Yeah, I'd be friends with her alive. But yeah. I'd be like, I'm jealous. Like, that's the tea.
But you can still be friends and jealous.
That's yeah, I guess vibes. So. That is normal vibes.
I think that no matter what with exes, you're always going to be jealous. It's always like, what about me?
Yeah, he was literally talking about today, like, when he was, like, traveling in Casablanca or some country.
In Spain.
Yeah, something like that. And I was like, I'm jealous just hearing him talk about... He traveled alone, and it was, like, him being totally out of his comfort zone.
Whoa.
And I was like, stop talking about a life that didn't involve me.
Really? Wait, did you say that out loud?
No.
Okay. In your head, yeah.
Drunk vibes, I'm going to text him that.
He's a one room open, and you're like, I didn't like when you talked about this one thing one time. That's me, AF. And then in the text, I'm also like, I know this is crazy, but...
And then the next text is... Do you want to go to a mental asylum?
Do you want to go to somewhere really scary?
I'm still really wanting to do that.
I'm considering it.
That's so cool.
It's the weekend.
It's the weekend. You can go be haunted by ghosts.
Make the chasm. It's filled. Yeah.
Did I tell you about the other night when I had a scary dream and Ben woke up and heard
and
me
he
breathing?
Said that, yeah. And
I mean,
you
I told
scary.
You.
Yeah.
And I was scary. Yeah. And guess what made me really upset?
What?
I thought he said it went for a really long time. And yeah. I thought that meant he watched me for like the 10 minutes that I was breathing and moaning and whelping and whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I stopped, he like went back to sleep. Mm-hmm. Here's what really happened.
Oh no.
He watched for like a minute and not even a minute, let's say 30 seconds. And then he turned the air conditioning on and went to sleep.
Yeah.
He was like, good night. He was like, shut up.
Good night. Good night.
So I could have, he was like, I was so worried. I was like, not worried enough.
Not worried enough. I would say every time I've ever woken up to an ex sort of being startled in their sleep, I've sort of like, maybe tried to cuddle them a bit, but then definitely fallen asleep again.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
It's middle of the night. It's like, I'm not going
to
lose my sleep for you.
It's each to their own.
It's like, I can't go into your brain and fix this for you.
No, it's not Inception vibes.
No. We wish it could be. For sure.
Yeah. Let me just check the rest of my notes.
You're not going to ask this me if my exes would be friends or foes?
Okay. Would they?
I think they'd be like, what? And then they'd be like, oh, whatever.
They could be friends. I can see that.
A bit, maybe, yeah.
Okay, this is a really good question. What's a Boomba lifestyle? What's okay. The Boomba lifestyle?
The Boomba lifestyle? Okay, here we go. It's like hot dogs for breakfast.
Mm.
No.
Just the bun.
No, but Boomba is like... Oh my God, Boomba is like... I don't know. I'm like
waking up hungover,
but like feeling fine.
But feeling fine, and you're in a 5-star hotel.
Oh my God, Boomba is like your stylist knocks on the door, is like, let's get your hair together, and you sort of fall asleep in the chair, but they get it done.
But
for
they
you.
Get it done, and you wake up looking like a 10.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, what's next?
Got to go
then
to the shoot.
Boomba is like, oh my God, did you ever see that movie with Natalie Portman where she's a pop star?
No, but
it's
I want
so
to.
Good. I can't remember what it's called. I watched it on a plane, but it's really good. I'll find it for you. But Boomba is like, yeah, your stylist gets you done, then you like, you see your daughter who like doesn't like you.
That's Boomba.
That's Boomba, but you're like wearing ballet flats. But then you have to like go on stage, so you put on like stilettos.
A stiletto.
You put on like a Louboutin, and then you know, you give your TEDx talk, and then you sort of get off stage and you sort of like take off the Louboutins and you put on your flats and you go to like Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
And there's, you see 5 different guys.
You see 5 different guys. And you sort of think, okay, well.
You know what Boomba is? Wearing sunglasses in the middle of the day because you're hungover.
Boomba is, oh my God. Boomba is sunglasses in the middle of the day. Boomba is like.
Boomba is don't talk to me.
Boomba is like, don't talk to me. Boomba is like only buying a bag of spinach at Kohl's. Just a bag of spinach. Nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Boomba is liking Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh my god, Boomba is like dating like a guy from your high school that was like really popular, but then you break up with him actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you tell everyone he
has a tiny
dick. You message everyone you know.
No, you make it a status update and you tag him. That's Boomba. And everyone of your friends comments Boomba.
Oh my god. Boomba is having a funeral and only your exes are invited.
Oh my god. And Boomba is when all your exes decide to be friends, actually. They're like, actually, we can get behind this. We're actually fine
actually,
with this.
They were a big
fair
bitch.
Enough. Boomba is like, we're happy to see them go. Boomba's like, John wasn't that funny.
Oh my god. I feel so full of liquid and also cake.
My bladder is full of liquid, for sure.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in breaking the seal culture. I've already pissed tonight for sure, but definitely it's already full of piss.
I think that's just what you sign up for. You're drinking, you're pissing.
Definitely. It's diuretic vibes. Oh my god. Do you know what I never... Sorry. Do you know what I... Flip it. Make it... Do you know what I always think about?
Yeah.
Is a Facebook post.
I love that.
That was hashtag shared by many, many people. That was like... It was like, you can, like, wait. It was like.
Get the tone.
Everyone's like, I'm unsubscribing. It was like, it was just along the lines of like, you can drink. Oh my God. It was like, if you're going to drink a coffee, you have like one coffee. But like, if you're drinking alcohol, you can drink like 7 liters of lemonade and it's completely normal in a night.
What?
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, if you're mixing, like, alcohol with, like, a sweet thing, like lemonade or whatever, like, you will drink a whole bottle of lemonade in one night.
Yeah.
And that's psycho. But, on a normal day, if you drank a whole bottle of lemonade, you'd be like, that's not Boomba. What's going on?
Yeah.
So, that's just something that
is interesting.
About. No, it's not. Don't pretend like it is. Don't pretend like you enjoy it.
Sorry,
that.
I'm high as fuck.
We've been smoking J's. This episode is sponsored by marijuana. Just kidding, it's not.
I can't remember what I was going
to
say.
To sort of bring it back to the beginning, I would like to give one more shout out to Mr. Yeah. Jimmy #Brings, who really did facilitate this episode.
Yeah, and I think there should be more.
Our lifestyles. Yeah, wait, what do you mean? Expand on that.
More drunk Jimmy Brings apps.
Yeah, I mean, if our sometimes lawyers are willing to negotiate that with Jimmy's lawyers, I mean, Maddie can put that forward.
I think it's fun to sort of let go and be drunk with friends. I don't really do it very often. No. And I do love it. In a safe environment, you're safe.
Definitely a lot. I don't really go out as much as I did when I was like, #cool.
But right now, I want to go out so much to the abandoned place. Like, I'm itching to go.
Really?
Yeah.
In the middle of the night vibes.
In the middle of the night.
Your mother's vibe. Like, it's all over.
Yeah. A mum's like, what's happening?
I guess maybe a bit.
But I just feel so full of ice cream.
Yeah. Conchetta had a whole tub of Ben and Jerry's before this.
Yeah.
Not to shame in any way. That's actually beautiful and natural.
It's actually my own trauma. My daily trauma.
Big naturals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, what's this?
What's this? It's probably enough.
It's a bit short, I guess.
What?
Well, only compared
to
normals. It
felt like it's been an hour and a half.
I know, but that's drunk vibes, isn't it? But yeah. Also, guess what? Who's paying us to do this?
No one.com.au.
And the last two episodes are 52 minutes. Just kidding, the last three are 52 minutes.
Mm. I don't think anyone cares.
Nobody could care less. So... we can just say goodbye whenever we want.
We could say goodbye. The thing is, we could record another one tomorrow and get drunk again tomorrow. We have a whole another $100 to use.
That is also true, yeah.
So I don't feel anything is sacred.
Yeah, no, nothing's sacred. I mean, I would say that goes along well with the theme of the whole podcast.
Nothing to get over sacred. It?
Yeah, get over it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The episode's 36 minutes long instead of 52. Get over it.
Get over it. No. There's no even standard.
Definitely not.
For this.
Definitely not.
It's sort of shoot it at the walls.
Yeah, throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
I mean,
think that's such a stupid saying.
What?
Throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks.
If it's al dente, it'll stick.
Have you heard that expression?
Yes. I'm so...
The listeners are like, oh no. I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. We're a mess.
So whatever. Have fun, I guess.
Have fun. Thank you for listening.
Just feel free to order from Jimmy Brings. We can still bring it to you. It's safe.
I mean, the truth is, how old, like, I don't know about you, but ISO Vibes is like, I don't want to leave the house sometimes.
Yeah.
So to get delivery of your food, to get delivery of alcohol, and it also has like snacks and ice and limes.
Yeah. It's safe. It's reliable. They've got your back.
And the tea is actually, they're actually going off whether you want to or not. They're like thriving.
Even if you don't order from them, guess what? They're going to continue to thrive. So you better get into it, girl.
They're rich. Yeah. And they're selling hand sanitizer, which
they're selling hand sanitizer.
We know people love.
Apparently people are going off for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were selling toilet paper for a bit. I don't know if they're still doing that, but they might.
They know what is in vogue.
In vogue. Hand sanitizer.
Not dying of a pandemic.
Absolutely. So stay safe.
All right, let's go. We're going now straight to the abandoned home.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
Okay, love you. Bye. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.